SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police arrested a strong person of interest Monday in the brazen Manhattan killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the suspect was reported by a McDonald's employee in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police. Responding officers questioned the suspect, who was acting suspiciously and was carrying multiple fraudulent IDs as well as a U.S. passport. Upon further investigation, officers recovered a firearm on his person, as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. They also recovered clothing, including a mask, consistent with those worn by our wanted individual.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney identified the suspect as Luigi Nicholas Mangione, who is being held on gun charges. Donald Trump's Middle East envoy is warning of consequences if Gaza hostages are not released soon.
During a visit to the region this week, Steve Witkoff expressed hope for a ceasefire in Gaza between the militant group Hamas and Israel. But the soon-to-be Mideast envoy also warned that it would not be a pretty day if the hostages held in Gaza were not released before Trump's inauguration next month. Last week, the president-elect wrote on social media, there would be consequences if the hostages were not released before he takes the oath of office. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Syria's prime minister says most cabinet ministers are still at work after rebels overthrew President Bashar al-Assad, but some state workers fail to return to their jobs. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points, the Nasdaq dropped 123. This is SRN News. 'Tis the season for living nativities.
Churches and ministries across the country are in the process of gathering costumes and volunteers for their annual effort to spread the gospel with a little bit of drama. Faith Lutheran Church in Branson, Missouri will put one on this Sunday night. Horizon Church in Rancho Santa Fe, California will do the same on December 20th through the 22nd. And there will be a living nativity at First Presbyterian Church in Spruce Pine, North Carolina on the 20th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan Democrats are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with the new legislative session next year and President Trump returns to the White House. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing panic. California called a special session of the legislature to try and insulate abortion and the LGBT laws against the president. This is SRN News. South Korean authorities have imposed a travel ban on President Yoon Suk-yeol, who is under investigation for his short-lived martial law declaration last Tuesday.
Banning a sitting president from leaving the country he's supposed to be governing is a major move and raises questions about what control Mr. Yoon now has over the government. On Sunday, his party said power had been handed over to the prime minister. But on Monday, South Korea's Ministry of Defense said Mr. Yoon still had at least one role, commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Opposition politicians said the current chaos was unconstitutional and are again planning to try to impeach the president.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Japanese Empress Masako says the Nobel Peace Prize for an organization of atomic bomb survivors was a key event that impressed her this year and reminded her of the importance of global peace efforts. More details at srnnews.com.